And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Lent is about glory within. Occasionally, TV talks show delight in taking out members of the audience and sending them backstage for a makeover. With subtle and extreme touches of wardrobe, cosmetics, and hairstyle, out comes this no longer just average-looking person. The difference can be amazing. The experience is rounded off with a photograph to make the moment last. It's mostly women that are selected. Perhaps it's felt that men are more in need of an overhaul than a makeover. But when we switch the focus from the physical to deeper alterations on personality, communication, leadership, and personal attitudes, no gender can be smug. It's just as well that Lent focuses on more than skin-deep transformation. It's a transfiguration, if you like, of the human heart. That's what the Gospel invites, transfiguration. It's certainly not about trying to stay at the points of glory in our lives, like Peter wished. It's more about setting out like Abraham and Sarah. They had a direction. A plan was beginning to unfold. But first, an ordinary couple had to leave home and journey to a place not seen, just promised. That's our journey. To a place not seen, just promised. We get glimpses of future glory to keep us going, but not to linger. At times our path is unclear, but the advice of listen to him stands eternally. Let us listen to God within us, to the God within our hearts this Lent, because it's the glory within that counts. Amen.